This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I've been getting a lot of discouragement, phone calls, emails, people that are bummed out, they don't know what to do, a lot of fear. Do you realize the whole objective of these New World Order monkeys is to get you to the position where you just throw your hands up in the air and say, what's the sense? Do you not realize that? Furthermore, I would ask you the question to those that feel that way, because I'm inundated with spiritual warfare, Ephesians 6, on a daily basis. And it doesn't just come and go. I'm constantly having to contend with it. You do need to understand that. But when I feed on the Word of God, guess what? I overcome. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Let me give you an analogy, a parable per se. Two dogs are in the ring. It's a fight to the death. Which one's going to win? I can tell you, the one that you feed the most. There's two dogs in the ring. It's a fight to the death. Which one's going to win? Again, I can tell you, the one that you feed the most. Don't you remember when King David, he was going to be stoned by his own people like that of Moses. And what did they do? 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. He encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, blessed are the poor in spirit. Poor in spirit means destitute of the righteousness of Christ. You're only fed when you feed on the bread of life. He who's hungering and thirsting for righteousness, the Bible tells us, we shall be filled. And folks, we need to keep in mind that we serve a living God, not a God of the dead, but the God of the living, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Furthermore, He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. He shows His mercy to them that fear Him and keep His commandments. So when I'm talking about encouragement today, I want you to understand, friends, and I'm talking about encouraging those that are doers of the Word of God and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Because there's a whole lot of people out there that are discouraged for the wrong reasons. Let me propose this question to you. If it was where the state-controlled media would have you believe that we were and are, then why is it that we still have freedom to do the right thing? There are so many people that are willing to just throw their hands up and say, you know what, to H with it. H-E double hockey sticks. There's nothing we can do about it. Folks, that again is the furthest thing from the truth. Just last week I was sitting with an individual and he said that there seems to be a lot of fear going on in this country. Yeah, it's a carnal fear. It's a reprobate fear. It's a fear that is afraid of what is coming up because they're afraid of consequence. They're not afraid of, or are they talking of the fear of the Lord, which is a filial fear, not a diabolical fear. The fear of the world and consequence is diabolical. The fear of the Lord is filial, as a son or a daughter to their heavenly Father. But I want you to know this. The reason people are feeling a lot of fear, it's because of what you are feeding on. Don't ever forget that. A lot of fear going on in this country. All by design, friends. I'm American people, you should know better. You also should know that you are who you follow, sooner or later. Do you have your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith? Or do you have your eyes fixed on some doom and gloomer? Are you feeding off the leaven of Herod? The doctrines of government, which Jesus told us to beware of? Are you feeding off the leaven of the Pharisees, where the Lord told us to beware of the leaven and the doctrine of the Pharisees? He said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Or are you feeding on the bread of life? John 6, are you feeding on the bread of life? Do you have your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith? Because I can tell you right then and there as to who is overcoming and who is succumbing. Now, I also understand that when I'm talking to those that are doers of the word, not hearers only, because that's what I'm addressing today, I want you to understand, and I may backhand a few in the process that are not, but I want you to understand, friends, that as long as we have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, we are going to overcome. We are going to get through. Because we're made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Now, let me go back just for a moment. Here's a backhand. I mean, folks, someone brought up Glenn Beck. This individual said to me, well, Glenn Beck said that America is over with. Really? I started to laugh and said, it was a good thing that our forefathers didn't think and act that way, James 2, 14 through 26. You should probably check out what the likes of Glenn Beck and the modern conservatives and the lunatics feed on, friends, because that's what you are accepting if you're following these. When you follow the Christ, you're promised life. When you follow men in the doctrine and the leaving of Herod, you're going to get exactly what you're sowing into, death. Folks, you should probably check out the likes of these people that are feeding into the system. Speaking of Glenn Beck, why don't you go ahead and check out what he premises his talking points on, and that would explain Glenn Beck right there. And it's not just Glenn Beck. It's also others, friends, that are leading you down the wrong path, that are leading you in to the ditch where Jesus said, the blind lead the blind. Let them alone. He said, follow me, is what he said. When you go on to these fearmongers, how little the likes of these fearmongers understand, apparently the likes of these fearmongers has gotten the American people, and the Americans have become complicit in eating the fruits of their immoral, defeatist message. It seems to promote in many ways that what God clearly condemns. So America, we are in Christ to overcome, not to succumb. Psalm 2. What are these people feeding on? What are you feeding on? See, because this self-proclaimed teacher of faith and teachers of faith, who the American people would have it so, they love to heap up teachers to itch their itching ears, and they bring forth no resolve. Folks, when they preach defeatism, it's because they don't have the faith, and yet you expect to have the faith of these that are driving you into the ditch? How ridiculous! Again, the blind lead the blind. They all end up in the ditch, and they're in the ditch, and they would have you go to the ditch with them. Well, I know to the carnal mind there seems to be a way unto man that seems right, but the ends are death. And that's exactly what I'm talking about today. So, folks, let me ask you. There's two dogs in the ring. It's a fight to the death. Which one is going to win? Friends, the ones that you feed the most, and that's what we're going to be talking about today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. It is a word of encouragement to those that are not only just hearers, but also doers of the Word of God, to the faithful among the brethren, to patriots, to real...
Do you know that less than one-half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States has spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hello, 9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about two dogs in the ring. It's a fight to the death. Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. I'm hearing a lot of discouragement, a lot of oppression, a lot of fear. It's all by design. And I'm talking today to those that are not only hearers of the word, but the word, but they're doers of the word, not deceiving themselves. To the worldlings, you deserve what you've got coming. To those that are in Christ, there's nothing but hope. And we again know what hope is. It's what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. And when you respond and follow the Christ as he continuously moves because we serve the living Christ, guess what? There's a plethora of life. And there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. So, we're talking about those that are feeding on, if you're oppressed, if you're succumbing to what's going on in that world, it's what you're feeding on. And if you're feeding on the leaven or the doctrine of the Herodians, the modern-day conservatives, or the lunatics like Glenn Beck, folks, you deserve what you got coming. And that all came about because someone came about to me and said, listen, there's a lot of fear going on in this country. And then he said, just ask Glenn Beck, as if he was some sort of standard or something. Because Glenn Beck said that America is over with. No, it is not. Folks, if it was over with, we wouldn't still have the freedom to do the right thing. God is there. He's not changed his mind. The Bible tells us in the chapter 11 of Psalms that he's still on his throne. He's not going anywhere. He hasn't changed his mind. What are we supposed to do when the foundations are gone? Well, again, he's still on his throne, friends. Tell the righteous that it will be well with them, is what Scripture tells us. So how is it that we've become, well, fallen into despair? We don't want to take on despair because despair is a place where there is no God, when in fact there is a God, and he hears us and he beholds us and he looks upon us and he loves us through his actions, and he expects us to do the same thing by responding to him so he can show himself off to walk in the cool of the day as he did in the days of Adam and Eve, friends. Which we have a better dispensation through grace. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, and that's exactly what we're doing. Instead of feeding on the Word of God to overcome, you feed on the doctrine or the leaven of the Herodians' government doctrine or the Pharisees, religious hypocrites, and their doctrines. Now, we need to get to the Christ is what we need to do. Hey, folks, if I were to listen to the word of man, Romans 3:4, I would have never stepped into the public arena to combat the immoralities, 1 John 3:4, in the American culture. Believe me, read Psalm 18:29. It was in this spiritual warfare that I proved, listen carefully, it was in this spiritual warfare that I proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Read Psalm 119:100, Acts 3:13. It was in the spiritual warfare that I proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, those that go into the military, friends, you do realize if they want to become a Marine, they're not handed the uniform immediately. They're not handed the pin that states that they're a Marine until they go through basic training. And every single one of those obstacles that were laid in front of them were there for them to overcome. The same thing in the things of the Spirit, friends. Where I see an obstacle, I see an opportunity. And it reminds me of what the Chinese have to say of and concerning the word crisis. It has two meanings. One is danger and the other one is opportunity. I got a phone call from my friend in New Orleans. She was really bummed out today. She's a radio show host out there. And she said, I just wanted the word of God today. And, well, that's all I'm going to give you, ma'am. And you will overcome in Jesus' name. And she was talking about all the things that were going bad. And I said, this is all by design. This is all by design. What are you feeding on, America? What are you feeding on? Going back to the Marines, folks, those obstacles were set in front of them for the very purpose that they might overcome. And it's interesting because before they put on that uniform, that pin that declares that they are a United States Marine, they have to accomplish, guess what? At the very end of basic training, 13 weeks, they have to go through something called a crucible. And it shows you who you're born of. Because when you're born of the seed of God, guess what? You overcome. You have to go through 13 weeks of basic training, and then you go into, after all of that warfare, to become a Marine. Then you have to go through a three-day crucible. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. He who loves his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. Boy, does this sound like what we need to understand in the things of the Spirit? Absolutely it is. Folks, obstacles are put there for you to overcome, and by grace, you will overcome, rest assured. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, my friends. Did you know that Ben Franklin said, he who shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world? Have you ever noticed that? Hey, folks, let me say it this way. Have you ever noticed that when you look at educated men, you know, the wise of this world are foolishness with God. But God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He didn't choose those that were wise in the sense of, oh, man, there's some really smart guys. But people love to feed on these smart guys, don't they? What is the result of them smart guys? Now go to the foolish things of the world that confound the wise, that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Look what they've accomplished. I mean, how many of these men and women of God found fault with themselves? Moses said, I have a speech impediment. I can't do this. Send somebody else. Remember Gideon? He said, why would you choose me? I'm the poorest in my father's house. What of Saul? What of David? He was but a youth. Friends, where you're looking at your lack thereof, you better understand that's what God employs. He employs that. So that he might equip that, so that the world might know whose child you are and who it is that you belong to. Amen? Who shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. Do you realize Mariah Woodworth Eder was right when she said, the man that wants to be in the pulpit's called of the devil, and the man that doesn't want to be in the pulpit, he's called of God. Do you realize, friends, that I would have not applied for one single thing that I'm doing today in my life? God has empowered me to do so for His glory and His glory own. Because I am His business. I am not my own. I've been bought with a price. And it has been the blood of Jesus Christ. And therefore, if I belong to Him, then Lord, show yourself strong to the world and bring forth results that they might find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. American Christian patriots are called by the power of the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 4:20, to change the culture, not for the culture to change the church. What fight are you in? If you're sitting back and you're doing a whole lot of nothing, then I'll tell you what, you're going to reap the consequence of, well, if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. You're going to reap condemnation for not believing the Christ, because the Christ is always on the move. Again, keep in mind, the church was set by the power of the Holy Ghost to change culture, not for the culture to change the church. The church, America, and if you call yourself a conservative, understand the meaning. It's rooted back into the Christ, who is the salt of the world, the light of the world, right? It stops putrefaction. If you call yourself a patriot, understand that you are called to uphold dying laws that God has established through the Mosaic Institution called common law in America. Read the Declaration of Independence and the end of the Constitution of the United States of America. Do you realize that we are called to bring the answers to the world, not the other way around? Acts 4:33. So let's go back to what we were talking about a couple moments ago during the first segment. Glenn Beck said it was all over with. I don't care what Glenn Beck said. I don't care what the devil said. I don't care what political analysis are saying. I don't care what news useful idiots in the modern-day conservative movement and the professing Christians today in this world are saying. I don't care what they say. I care what my Father says, and that's what I'm going to take heed to. I'm either going to adhere myself to put my eyes that I might receive the end of my faith, even the salvation of my soul, understanding that I serve a living Christ that overcomes this world, or I'm going to put my eyes on fallen man that doesn't know his left hand from his right hand. Which one do you think makes sense? So therefore, Christian patriots and conservatives, all one and the same, are called by the Holy Ghost to change the culture, not for the culture to change the church. In the natural, I throw this out quite a bit. I want you to hear this. How is it that you would or could justify that 318.9 million people would fall to less than 1.7% of the population? Outside of the fact that we know it's God's perfect judgment upon a disobedient people. You know, it's interesting, too, when I was talking to my friend in New Orleans, she was saying, Bradley, she said, you can't get these people to do anything. He said, but she went on to say, but you can find them at the football game, or you can find them at the festivals here in New Orleans. And I said, of course, it shows you where their priorities are. It shows you what they're feeding on. And folks, it's not a good place to put yourself when it comes to that. We're going to talk about this on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at Slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. It's time to pour a little grace upon the church across America, those that are looking for the hope in Christ, those that are down, maybe a little bit oppressed, maybe a little a despair may have gotten into there. Well, listen, I come alive in this stuff, friends. I want to tell you. I come alive in this stuff. When things get real heavy for some reason or another, all of a sudden, here comes this little punk in the background, and the Holy Ghost starts rising up and saying, okay, now it's time to speak to these people that have ears to hear me and eyes to see me. And those that are tired, and those that are brain tired, hey, listen, I high-five you 100%. Stay the course. To he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. I know that you're fit for the kingdom of God. So you stay your course, my friends, because we need you. And the other side of this sword, friends, is we can do this in Jesus' name. And history shows it. We're still here 6,000 years later because the seed of the righteous is forever. Your enemy knows it, and I know it, and that's all that matters. So you need to know who you are in Christ because, again, we are made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Folks, do you know that the Bible tells us in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 5, listen carefully, the beloved of the Lord? Has God not chosen the poor of this world rich in faith? It doesn't mean they're broke, folks. It means those that are destitute of the righteousness of Christ. The poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to, guess who? These are the people that I'm talking to them that love him. to them that love him enough to take him on and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Folks, we're talking about two dogs in the ring. Two dogs in the ring, it's a fight to the death. Which is going to win? Which one? The one that you feed the most. Who's the author and the finisher of your faith, friends? If it's not the Christ, that's why you're in trouble. We're talking about charlatans like those of the modern conservatives, Glenn Beck and the such. They paralyze the people through their man-made message, and then in an attempt to justify themselves, promote the fear of consequence. By the way, you hear a lot of this outside of Glenn Beck. They love to promote fear. And they promote the fear of consequence, which is the reality of them sowing to the wind and reaping the whirlwind, Hosea 8, verse 7. And on the back of their message, they always have something to sell rather than the truth, don't they, friends? And it's the truth that sets men free. And I'm telling you to buy the truth, America, Ecclesiastes, and sell it not. And who said he was the truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14, 6. That's right, his name is Jesus Christ. Again, Proverbs 23:23. Furthermore, I want to let you know that I'm not ashamed of the Christ. Let the history of Bradley Dean be sealed with this. I'm not ashamed of the Christ because I have no reason to be ashamed of him who died for me. Nor am I worried about the reproach as I bear the reproach outside of the camp for the name of Christ. I want to let you know, all you conservatives that are just, oh, this is a little heavy on the word, man. I'll tell you what, you're not heavy enough with the word or on the word. And if you're ashamed of him, rest assured in that day, riches delivereth not in the day of wrath. Just keep that in mind, my friend. It reminds me of that movie back in the 90s, Titanic, based on a true story. Many truthful events, historical events took place during that movie, but there was other things that were added into it. And I remember the rich guy, he wanted to go take care of some punk that took away his girlfriend from him, his fiance. And I remember he had a whole pocket of money and he wanted to give it to one of these sailors, one of these servants on the ship, to basically hold off a boat just for them while others were perishing in the hundreds. And in the hundreds, and in the hundreds, and in the hundreds. And I remember he came over to this particular guy and he said, here's the money. And the sailor had enough common sense to say, hey, this isn't going to deliver you anymore. He took the money and he threw it in the air. That's exactly right. Riches profit not in the day of wrath. And I'm telling all you conservatives out there that put everything before the Christ, you're a part of the problem if you're not a part of the answer. We need to point the finger, my friends. And again, you call yourself a conservative, you call yourself a patriot, understand what that means. Because if you claim to be that, then you're the one I'm talking to. And we're in this together. And again, friends, if we come together, we can do this. Fear, fear, fear is what they promote, right? It's not the fear of God again, mind you, but rather the fear of man, which brings a snare. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29:5. See, again, these people promote the praising of the wicked, Proverbs 28, verse 4 through 5, by magnifying the crimes of the lawless. Just think about this. Those that preach a message of gloom and doom, they preach and promote by praising the works of the wicked, by magnifying their crimes and the crimes of the lawless without giving the answers. Then they set themselves as the example of Christ. However, the Christ they promote contradicts the Christ of Scripture, and Scripture exposes them for who they are and for what they are. 2 Timothy 2:19. Again, these are the doom and gloomers in the American church, or those that profess to be Christians who love to magnify the crimes of the lawless, and then they have the audacity, like the likes of Glenn Beck, to go and say, well, America's all over with. There's nothing we can do about it. Really, folks? Really? Man, it's a good thing our forefathers didn't think that way. Less than 3% of the population, along with 13 colonies and 56 signers that trusted in God. Haven't you ever seen the picture of the first congressional meeting, friends? They were all on their knees praying to the Most High God. As a matter of fact, it was Psalm 35. Read it. That's what your forefathers were praying to the Lord on high. And guess who answered? 240 years later, we're here to talk about it. Again, they set themselves as the examples of Christ, when in fact, folks, they're not Christians. They're promoting the wrong kind of fear. Remember what Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. And therein lies the problem right there. I mean, folks, what they're doing is they're teaching others to turn in the day of battle. What Scripture, friends, condemns. Remember in Psalm 78, verse 9, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, they had everything going for them, namely the God of heaven, the God of Israel, which means God's fighter, speaking of his church. They turned back in the day of battle. They turned back. I've never seen so many spineless, capitulating cowards in all my life outside of live feeds online in what men will promote. They're scared to death of Hillary. They're just scared to death that she's going to become the president. What's scarier than that, folks, is the fact that you've legitimized both her and Donald Trump as legitimate candidates. That's what's scary. You know, that was one of the things that I had in conversation when I was called upon this morning by my friend in New Orleans. Bradley, you know, what are we supposed to do concerning what's going on? She said, I know that you talk about tearing down the establishment. Well, the establishment is unlawful, so why wouldn't we? Well, Bradley, I know that you've never said not to be a part of politics. No, I'm telling you to be a part of politics. Politics is what? The science of government. What is science? It's the study of creation. Who gave government? God did. Exodus 18:21. Read your founding documents. Read your state preambles, friends. Read the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read, folks, the end of the Constitution. Right? I mean, wow! I said, you have to tear down the establishment. That's what God did through Gideon. And it exposed the enemies. And the enemies made war with Gideon. But who was actually propping up those that were oppressing the children of Israel? The idols of our fathers, just like they are today, America. There is no other way. And furthermore, I went on to her. I said, apparently you didn't listen to Saturday's show because I've heard from people out there just this last week. Bradley, we only have two options. No, folks, there is a plethora of options. They only wanted you to hear about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, who belongs in prison at least. And I'm going to keep reiterating that point. As well, does America know that she belongs in prison? Then why would you be afraid that she would become the president of the United States of America if you know that she belongs in prison? You see that the FBI, James Comey, you see he's corrupt. You see the CIA is corrupt. You see the Department of Injustice is corrupt. You see our military becoming corrupt. You see this administration from the top to the bottom corrupt. Then deal with the administration. You know what the problem is? Do you think they're going to do you good at the end of the day by you accepting what the establishment handed you as a legitimate candidate or candidates? You've got to be kidding me. Again, that is the definition of insanity. But going back to the point, friends, keep in mind there is a plethora of other options, but you just haven't heard about them because America, they don't want you to hear about them. They want you to hear about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton so Donald can hand it to the person that you know is a criminal, but because she is there, friends, shows you the reflection of what you tolerate. Can't blame anybody else for that, right? The Lord told us to keep His commandments. And if we keep His commandments, guess what? He promises to produce results through judgment, to establish righteousness and peace. But if you're not willing to keep His commandments, then don't sit back and blame God for what you tolerate. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Folks, there's two dogs in a ring. They're going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. The children of Ephraim being armed, carrying bows. This is the Lord speaking to those people that were set for the battle. But they turned back in the day of battle. Psalm 78, verse 9. I mean, folks, and then they have the audacity to throw their hands up in the air and say, the Lord will do what the Lord will do, when He already told us what we're to do, and that's obey. But the American people and the Church of Israel back in the day, failed to keep his commandments, and then they blame God. They fall to judgment. They fall to the dictator. They're slaughtered at length. Their countries are destroyed, and then guess what they do? The next generation returns to the God that they shouldn't have forsaken in the first place. Quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Abbott, the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge of what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Do check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. That page is constantly being updated with new articles and contributors from the United States of America all across the board. sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are and you'd love to have us out as a part of one of your events, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It shows you the history of this ministry, what we have done, because, folks, that's all we've been doing for the last 20 years is doing. Amen. And that's what we should be doing, is bearing fruit, John 15. We're talking about two dogs in a ring, and I got a couple phone calls, and I've noticed a lot of fear. I've noticed a lot of oppression, hopelessness, despair going across the boards. And I wanted to be a part of the answer here, folks, because there's two sides of that sword. And keep in mind, Scripture tells us a false balance is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. But I also want to keep in mind, you, the listener, that I'm speaking to those that are faithful in Christ. Hey, tell the righteous that it will be well with them. And if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Folks, I don't care if hell itself comes down upon the church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We have everything. If God be for us, who can be against us? And again, I didn't say that. My daddy said that. My Abba Father, Romans 8, right? But again, what do you hear out there from these harlotins today? Fear, fear, fear. That's all they promote. And the fear of man bringeth a snare. But again, what did I say? Every time they promote their fear, they've always got a book to sell. They've got something they want to sell you, and they make millions of dollars. Folks, you never hear that coming out of this boy. Because I want you to buy the truth and sell it not is what I want you to buy. The truth and sell it not, because that's what Scripture tells us to do. And then I shared with you during the last segment that they promote the praising of the wicked, Proverbs 28, 4 through 5, by magnifying the crimes of the lawless. And I want to tell you how they are the lawless. Do you know that the Bible tells us that evil men understand not judgment? Folks, justice is the guardian of liberty. Concerning the crimes of this administration, you need justice. But you, church, you, Christians and conservatives and patriots, need to enforce the laws because you are the law against their crimes. How many people are going to be on that day, on that final day, and they're going to see the great deluder, Satan himself, and they're going to look at him and they're going to say, it was him that deceived the nations. Everything that this administration premises itself upon, and the likes of the Hitlers, I'm sorry, the Bushes, and the Hillary Clinton and Billy Bob Clintons, it's all premised on a lie. Turn the television off. Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. What do they do, though? They promote the lawless. They praise the wicked. And the Bible tells us those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. And what they do is by praising them is they add strength to their wickedness by saying that there's nothing that we can do. Yes, we can. I mean, just think about this, friends. The blood of Jesus Christ, 1 John 2, is the propitiation not of the sins of me, not of the sins of me and 15 people, not of the propitiation of the sins of 100 people. The blood of Jesus Christ is the propitiation for the sins of the world. How big is your God? The promises of Christ are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. That means no matter what any other power tries to stop or contend with, we win the day. Amen? And my life tells me, and it tells you just that. If I had time to go through my testimony right now, folks, I've known nothing but warfare my whole life. Much of it before I got saved was warfare that I was reaping unto myself for sowing into the wrong things. You reap what you sow. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. That's what I was sowing, and I was reaping that. But again, folks, I want to get to this. This is a word of encouragement to those that are doers of the word. These people that turn in the day of battle, they throw their hands up and they want everybody else to go along with them to their hell that they've created, their wordless, Christless life. And then they say, the Lord will do what the Lord will do, and he already told us what we are to do. And again, that's obey, 1 Samuel 15:22. I mean, Scripture tells us in Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be evil or whether it be good. Just think about that. And then I want to tell you something here. On the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I'm like one of those little boys. There was two little boys. One wanted to go out and break windows. So he took the good little boy and the bad little boy, let him out. And he said, let's go break some windows. And the good little boy said to him, I don't want to break any windows. The bad little boy said to him, well, every time you do something wrong, your daddy's always kind and gentle to you about it. But he does bring the rod. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. Revelations 3. Yes, that's true. The little boy said, yes, that's true, to the bad little boy that wanted to break windows. And he said, that's why I don't want to break the windows, because God is good. Amen? Tells us in Deuteronomy 11:1, therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. So then the Lord asks all you, now that we've gotten you on to track over this last hour, I hope with the help of the Holy Ghost, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? This is what the Lord asks in Psalm 94, verse 16. Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? I want to tell you something, friends. Your enemies fear this message more than anything else. That's why they are constantly attacking the Christian faith. They want you to be so afraid of professing and confessing with the walk and the talk that you belong to Christ. That's why they spend so much time that they want to empower your enemies to wipe you out through the Islamists and the illegals that they want to bring into America before you have an opportunity to respond. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. The Bible tells me and it tells you today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow to do what you can do today. But the Lord asks, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? Psalm 94:16. I want to tell you something, friends. For the most part, they're MIA and excuse themselves from obedience and adhere to disobedience only to promote the fear of man rather than the fear of God. Turn them off. Psalm 105:8. Matter of fact, let me give you a little example. I'm going to hand it over to Stephanie over here in just a couple minutes. Remember John Knox, that prophet back in Scotland? He was a Scottish reformer and prophet who stated, a man with God is always in the majority. Did you know he didn't just say that, he talked that walk. In other words, God brought witness to the fact that he belonged to the Christ because Mary Queen of Scots said of John Knox, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than all the assembled armies of Europe. So what's it going to be, friends? The word of fallen man? The harlotans, those that are selling the fear of man, or the word of the Almighty God? Because clearly these modern day professors promote the opposite of what the Bible declares. So be encouraged. The way to grow in faith is to starve carnal fear and feed your faith so that you take on the fear of the Lord.
Well, one thing that I always like about the Sons of Liberty radio show is the fact that it's not only giving you the truth, it's also giving you the truth with the hope that is found in Christ. As you've been talking about during the radio program today, Bradley, it seems like so many people out there, they give you the doom and the gloom, or they're selling something behind their doom and gloom. We're giving you the truth, which is, yeah, look what's going on in our country today. Boy, oh boy, do we have a job to do. Let's occupy till the Lord comes and get busy doing. As we always say here in the Sons of Liberty, we're turning talk radio into do radio. And one of the ways that we're doing that is through our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. We were just in California for the past 8 days doing many different events. And I got a chance to meet some people out there who have supported us and monthly sponsors. And when you see people who really have a heart for our country and they want to see our nation restored, it goes beyond complaining about it on Facebook. And it goes beyond talking about it to just their friends. They're putting actions to their words. They're putting, you know, actions to their faith. So for those of you who have listened to this program over and over and over again, you've said, boy, I just love this message. Boy, it really convicts me. It really gets me motivated. It's the truth, but it's also the hope. But you have done nothing to support this work. We would ask that you would support this work. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And I want to read you a little portion of a paragraph that we have here at the top of the page. It says, join our army for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Our monthly sponsorship program has proven to be an answer to prayer for many. This program allows Christians and patriots to sow into a ministry that is constantly doing instead of just sitting in church pews. It's time to pick up your sword or take off the uniform. And we really believe that we are an army for Christ, but we cannot do this alone. So for those of you listeners out there who have been blessed, but you've done nothing about it, it's time to pick up the sword or take off the uniform and put some actions to your all that you've been blessed with. And go to Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. There's different levels of membership. You can choose the one that's specific for you, that's right for you. And what I like I always say, you can feel good about your giving. You're not going to find a ministry that's doing more or on the front lines as much as the Sons of Liberty is. So please support this work so we continue to make a difference throughout the United States and around the world. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty today.
Folks, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do now. What we say, see you in 23. See ya.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.